Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hi, I'm Carrie Samuels, your intuitive counselor and happiness coach with your December forecast. And yes, December is the last month of the year. This year totally flew by, and we knew that was going to happen because this is an 11 universal year, and 11 is fast. It is an uninterrupted energy. So this month is actually going to fly by even faster. We are in a 14 universal month, and 14 is a number of speed. It is a number of dynamism and change and fun and social activity. So the good news is this month is going to be lighter. This is actually more of the 2019 energy than 2018 energy. Yes, we are still in this 11 universal year. Yes, we're still in this master number energy, but oh my goodness, Mercury is going direct December 6th. Venus was retrograde for a long time, and we had the shadow period for a long time, and you're finally finishing up the shadow period of Venus retrograde, which means that all those heavy relationship lessons that we've been learning, and lessons about love and self-esteem and self-worth, we're wrapping that up. Now, we know that's a lifetime journey, right? But that kind of intensity is being wrapped up. Now, this has been an intense year, right? Like, that is probably a word I don't think anyone would disagree with. That's the master number energy. 11 universal year, master number. You've been mastering your life. Everybody wants to know, is 2019 going to be like this? It's not going to be as intense. Actually, next year has so much joyous energy of renewal and hope, and so different. There will be spiritual lessons, I promise you. But spiritual mastery, that's what you've been doing this year. That's what the 11 master number brings, spiritual mastery. So I mentioned at the beginning of the year, in my first forecast video of the year, I said, you're going to look back at this year and you're not going to recognize your life. You're almost a totally different person than you were at the top of the year. So even though the year went super fast, it was dense. It was rich. And look at your life. Take a look back at who you were and what you wanted at the beginning of the year and how different that is now. Your goals, your intentions, your identity, what you expect for yourself are so much greater. How you've been energized to pursue your life purpose, so much greater. And that was one of the many, many gifts of this master number year. So yes, there was all that intensity, but look how far you've come. It's incredible. You have so much to be proud of. So this 14 energy is fun. 14 by nature loves excitement. It loves change. It loves all things new. So even though this is the last month of the year, there's a lot of new energy, a lot of excitement. It is a very social vibration. There is this energy of wanting to mingle and wanting to connect with people and wanting to learn and share your knowledge. So it's actually a great time to still educate yourself or teach or do something where you're sharing your words or your voice with the public more. It's really exciting, and it's perfect for holiday time, and it's just got this like tingly fairy dust all over it. And we also have some very magical moons this month. So our new moon is December 7th, which is the day after Mercury goes direct. And this is a very blessed moon, because Jupiter is in Sagittarius, and Jupiter is only in a sign once every 12 years, once a year in each sign. And so it's in Sagittarius now, and our new moon, December 7th, is in Sagittarius. So that means the sun, the moon, Jupiter are all gonna be aligned in Sagittarius, which is a sign about your future. Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter, so there's all this like Jupiterian energy, and Jupiter is the largest planet in our solar system, and It's about abundance and good luck and optimism and joy, and we all need that. And so this new moon, it's the happiest new moon of the year. It's got so much optimism, and because it's in Sagittarius, there's that looking forward toward the future and that fire of your passion and your passion reignited and all that you want to do with your life and your future moving forward. That new moon is so joyous and so blessed for that kind of movement forward and your new hopes and your new dreams for your future. It's really looking ahead. Now Mars and Neptune are going to be conjunct that day in Pisces. And so Mars is passion and energy, and Neptune and the sign of Pisces are all about dreams and spiritual vision. So this is a new moon that really gives energy to your passion as they fuse with your spiritual vision. So it's everything that you want to bring forth in a new light in your future. And that is a wonderful day to reflect on that, to send that message from your heart out into the universe so that your intentions are heard by the universe loud and clear. And since Jupiter is about expansion and abundance, set your sights high, dream big. That's what Mars conjunct Neptune teaches you. It's like, put your passion behind your dreams. So next year has so much positive energy to manifest your dreams. And so really start fueling that fire right now. Now we also have this incredible full moon on the 22nd. Now this is an 11 master number year. 22nd is a master number day. 11 and 22 are master numbers. Now this is our second full moon at 0 degrees. We're going to have 5 full moons all in a row, 5 months of full moons at 0 degrees, which is the first like formative degree of each sign. It's like that initiation energy of each sign. It's pure potential. Zero is not nothingness. It's everything. It's wholeness. It's that fertile ground to plant seeds for your future. Now, even though full moons are about letting go and releasing, they're all about celebration and culmination. So it's a perfect time. That full moon in Cancer on the 22nd is the perfect time for you to let go of all the intentions, all the ideas, all the beliefs, all the people, all the energy that's keeping you back from where you want to be, who you want to be, your energy of becoming. Now we began this year with a full moon in Cancer and we're ending with a full moon in Cancer. So the themes of this year are really so much about self-care. So what this is saying is as we're moving forward with your intentions for the future, you still need to make self-care a priority. It always needs to be a priority. And you have to bring that into all your plans and all your visions and all your goals and all your actions. Self-care. And I'm sure that is one of the many lessons that you have learned this year. So in this fun, exhilarating month, I have 3 steps that can help you really make the most of this lighthearted energy so that you can really set the stage for a powerful and exuberant 2019 and beyond. So the first thing is to live this month, start living your 2019 intentions now. Now, I know we always like this idea of like a fresh start in the new year and having New Year's resolutions. So it's like, okay, I'll just eat all this junk food now so that I could go on a cleanse at the top of the year. Or like, you know, I'm going to be lazy now so that I can like, you know, work really hard at the top of the year or whatever it is. Now, of course, you should enjoy the holidays and always enjoy yourself and take time to recreate. Yet, this 14 energy that is present throughout the month is all about new change and changing things up. So it's very important to start changing your habits, your beliefs, your intentions, and your actions now for the year ahead. And the renewal energy of next year is really powerful. There's going to be so much of the reset and the renewal, which I know you're waiting for and we're all excited about. Yet it's kind of intense to have that much new energy. So that's where the intensity of next year is, but don't don't get your knickers in a twist. It's going to be fine. It's going to be wonderful, actually. I'm really, really excited about all the changes next year brings. Yet, right now, this is time for you to make those changes, to start doing those habits, those actions, those intentions, taking those steps now for the changes that you want to make next year and beyond. And that way it will be comfortable for you when that reset button hits. And you're already going to have those patterns ingrained in you. You're going to be more clear about what you want to create. And now that those intentions might change, and they probably will next year, but it's really important to set that in motion now. Everything in the universe is telling you to set that in motion right now. So just start making those changes. Now, the second thing is to let go of this year with love. Did I mention it was intense? Okay, so basically, you may have had a lot of disappointments or betrayals or just things that just felt rough, and you could be being hard on yourself about not doing enough or not, or maybe have hard feelings about how other people treated you or didn't treat you, or just the world, right? So remember, this was a year of spiritual mastery. And we still got a month left, right? So there's still some spiritual mastery going on here. So your spiritual mastery this month is to let go of anything that didn't live up to your expectations. Go. Because you know, sometimes reality and expectations of reality, there's a big contrast there. There's a lesson there for you too. There's many lessons. You're still learning those lessons, and you'll be integrating those for a while. So if you let go of any hard feelings about what happened to you or around you this year with love, and to have that understanding that this is all for a higher purpose and your soul is delighting in this experience. And the third thing, and this is so important every year, is to focus on what you have done, not what you haven't done. This has definitely been one of those years that you wanted to do so much, and especially because we had that inspiration of the number 11, and life got in the way, right? So that's the whole point, right? It's about learning about life. That's what that spiritual mastery has been about. It's not just about doing things. Your life is not just about doing things, okay? So you've learned a lot, you've changed a lot, you've experienced a lot. So focus on what you've done, what you've learned, the kind of person you've become, how much love and wisdom you've gained, not like all the goals you didn't hit or reach. And that's part of what you may want to reevaluate next year when there's this whole renewal energy. So I am wishing you the most amazing rest of the month and rest of the year. I can hardly believe it. And I'm so excited for what next year brings to you and to all of us. So if you've enjoyed this video, share it with your friends. I'm sure they will appreciate you for it. And if you've liked it, like the video, you can subscribe here. I have so much more to share with you. And in the meantime, I wish you lots of love. Bye for now.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.